What you're about to listen to was originally broadcast on 98.5 Sunshine FM, Perth, Western Australia. For details, go to the website 98five.com.
98.5, this is Weekdays with Mike. Good morning and a very good morning and welcome back to the studio. Maintenance Marty, good morning. Welcome.
Good morning. It's great to be back.
Nice to have you back. Now, I would imagine that you have been pretty busy over the last few weeks since we've seen you, mainly because of the rain.
Yes, indeed. Would I be right? Yes, indeed. So we have been very busy installing soak wells and cleaning gutters.
Cleaning gutters. Mm. Was it last Friday or the Friday before we had that really massive amount of rain that fell?
Yeah.
I can imagine you were getting calls saying, help,
yes,
my
indeed.
Gutters are overflowing.
Yeah, I was actually at a customer's place on that Friday and watching the gutters overflow because of the amount of water all at once, all in a short period of time. The gutters, even though they were clear, they still couldn't handle that downpour.
So even on that was unusual. On an unusual day like that, there's not a lot you can do. But with normal rain, normal steady rain, and gutters overflowing, what are some of the issues that you find with maintenance in that space?
Yeah, so generally if they're overflowing on a light rain or medium rain, it's generally because either the gutters themselves are blocked up or the downpipes are blocked up. And that's just from debris landing in there over time. If they haven't cleaned them regularly, that's generally the case.
It's one of those things you forget about, though, isn't it? You think, oh, do I really need to clean the gutters?
Yeah, exactly. And like, you get a lot of sediment in there that you don't really think about. It's amazing. Like, I have a segment that I do called "What's in Your Gutters." For the things that I find in people's gutters,
I love that.
I've found Barbie in the gutters. I've found knives in the gutters. I've found pipe cutters in the gutters. Like, I find all kinds.
Even would a tennis ball block it up?
Yeah.
Like even the smaller kids' toys and stuff?
Yeah, I've found plenty of balls in there. Footballs, tennis balls, bouncy balls, all kinds. And the thing is, with those, like with the tennis balls, that'll sit nicely over the top of where the downpipe goes, so it blocks it up.
It does,
so, yeah.
How often, I mean, would it depend on where you live, obviously? Depending on what, does it matter even the trees around you, or can a lot just blow in generally, even if you're not close to a lot of large trees?
Yeah, generally, if there's no large trees around you, it's pretty good. Like, you're pretty safe. I check mine semi-regularly. Like, we don't have any big trees around us. And
but you still check?
Yeah, I've checked. And there's been a little bit of mud in there just from dirt from building sites and that sort of thing blowing in. But I haven't needed to clean them in the 9 years that I've been there.
What's the what is the easiest and quickest way without getting without eliminating a lot of risk? Is it just your case of getting a hose out and literally flushing it out, or is there a bit more to it than?
Yeah, if you get a hose out, you're just going to push all the muck from the gutters into your downpipe and potentially block that up, which is a lot harder to clean than what the gutters themselves are. So, Easiest option is, if you don't like being on ladders, call somebody.
Okay. So you might be surprised what you might find. You might find Barbie.
Yeah.
And you gotta. We'll take a break, Marty. We'll come back and chat some more. If you've got a question for Marty, it could be about your gutters or it could be about any type of maintenance around your place. You can text in on 0429 985 985 or jump on the phone and give us a call at 9313 0985. Back after you two. U2 and 1 goes back to 1991. You are on at 98.5. This is Weekdays with Mike. Maintenance Marty is in the studio. We've been talking about gutters. Got a message. Thanks, Matt from Middle Swan is asking about a houseplant ivy. And then Matt's realised he's getting a little bit anxious about Colin being in tomorrow morning. We would love to answer that, but we'll leave that for tomorrow, Matt. But thank you for your message. Yeah, text in 0429 985 985. If you've got a home maintenance question for Marty while he's in the studio, you've been busy with a lot of gutter work. So what is the, for anyone that wants to do it yourself with gutters, What are some of the things that you can do? I mean, I mentioned I would have got the hose out and just got the hose on high or by high pressure cleaner.
Yeah.
Is that and then push it down the gutter? But you're saying that that could actually block it up.
Yeah,
make it worse.
Yeah, potentially. It depends on if this if the gutter is going straight into a soak well or if it's going into a grate on top of the paving. If it's open at the bottom, then by all means, you can flush it out. You can put the hose down or pressure cleaner down and blow it out the bottom, and then clean it up later. But if it's going straight into a soak well, you want to avoid doing that because you're just going to clog up your soak well and then have the same issue.
Okay, so that could potentially give you some problems later down the track.
Correct.
Then you've got a major problem even getting to the soak well.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay, yep. That could be challenging if you haven't got it paved.
Yeah, well, that's it. Like, if it's paved, then it's more of an issue because you've got to lift all the pavers, get down into that, clean that out, and then...
So how do you do it? What's the easiest way?
So the easiest way is a vacuum, a wet-dry vacuum, and just go along and suck it out.
Oh, that's clever.
Yeah.
So do you obviously just go along the gutter, and then do you also put that down the actual pipe as well?
Like as far as we can get it, yeah, yeah. So we can only get it a certain way because there's generally an elbow in the down pipe. So we can't, unless you have a flexible small pipe, which kind of defeats the purpose because you want a big opening so that you can actually get the leaf and other debris into the vacuum.
When it's left for too long, what's some of the issues that you mentioned about? It impacting the soak well, but what does it damage the gutters a lot quicker if all of that sediment is sitting there, if it's quite thick with water and quite wet over a period of time?
Yeah, so basically what happens is if it's just sitting in moisture and there's a lot of mud and debris, leaf litter and that sort of thing, it's just holding moisture, which is going to cause your gutters to rust out a lot quicker than what they should. Because they should last the lifetime of the house. However, if there is a lot of debris just sitting in there holding that moisture, I mean, what metal isn't going to rust out over time?
I think I can remember years ago at an old house, I had weeds growing out the gutter.
Yeah, and that's quite common. I see that a lot.
I was going to say, is that normal?
Yeah, it's like people could have a nice hydroponic setup up there. They could grow their lettuces and stuff. I think it'd be a great idea. However,
in the gutter.
Yeah. Yeah, we see, like, I've seen probably a ruler length of worth of height of weeds growing out of the gutters.
Wow.
So maybe that's a time to go, oh, I need to clean those out.
Unreal. We'll take a break, Marty. If you've got a question for Marty regarding maybe your gutters or any home maintenance around your home for this weekend, give us a call or text in on 0429 985 985. Back after this one. Dragon's Ear, follow you. You are on 98.5 weekdays with Mike. Good morning. If you've got a maintenance question around your house that you need to have a look at, check that out this weekend. Text in 0429 98.5 98.5. Marty, got a question from Matt from Middle Swan. How do you check for clogs in your drain?
Yeah, so generally it's a pretty obvious sign. And that being if the water doesn't run away, then generally there might be a clog somewhere along the line. And that goes for all drains, whether it's drains internally in your house or if it's down pipes and that sort of thing as well. So it would be a pretty obvious sign, the water just sitting there rather than disappearing like it should. You can get different tools that can go down the pipe and push them along to try and ease them up. That's generally a plumber job, sort of thing.
Unless
it's outdoors and in your down pipes, and we can take care of that. But
is that so? You know, you were talking earlier about the soak wells. Would that often be the case then? Like if it's a soak well problem, potentially.
It all depends on how blocked up the soak well is or the drain is, essentially.
Maybe Barbie's gone down the bathtub.
Possibly, yeah. And then you can get us out or a plumber out, depending on the situation. And we've got a tool called a drain snake.
Drain snake. Yeah. I'm liking the sound of this.
It's a very, very flexible piece of kit that is made for putting down drains and going around bends and pushing the blockage through.
So. What about the old school? What about the old school little plunger? Do you still use those these days or not?
To be honest, I've used them a couple of times, I guess, mainly on a block toilet.
Yeah, okay.
At my own house.
Yeah.
But generally, I've never had much luck with them.
Okay.
To be honest, I just generally throw the drain snake down
and get
there
in there. And that would then push it all the way through.
Correct.
Obviously, yeah. Thanks, Matt from Middleswan. Good luck with your drains there. If you've got a question for Marty, you can text in right now, 0429 985 985. Back after the Bengals. It was, takes us back to 1989, Eternal Flame. You are on 98.5 Weekdays with Mike. Maintenance Marty is in the studio. We've been talking about gutters, which has been a big issue with all of the rain that we've been having. What about all of these weeds that just be appearing from anywhere, Marty?
Yeah, so that's pretty common this time of the year. It overtakes in the click of a finger, really. Like, they just go berserk. The only thing you can do is try and stay on top of it as best you can. Like, if you
easier said than done. Come on.
That's correct. Everybody's busy. Everybody's got different stuff that they would prefer to be doing than pulling weeds, which is fair enough.
But just on that, is it best to wait? Like, are you better off waiting for all the rain to clear and then for some finer weather? Or is it easier to get on top of it now? Because they're going to come back in the space of a click of a finger anyway.
Yeah. Yeah, so
just wait. What do you reckon?
Yeah. Generally speaking, I don't know. It becomes a bigger job if you don't wait. But it all comes down to time at the end of the day, if you've got time to get out there and do it.
And if the weeds are growing in the gutter, you definitely need to get on to that.
You've got a bigger issue.
Jacob, good morning. Jacob has got a question. Just moved into a rental. The laundry drain is 100% blocked. What? Is this connected to the toilet drains? Is something I need to sort ASAP? Well, I think I know the answer to that one. But what are your thoughts on that? Obviously something going on there, Marty.
Yeah, that's right. So, I'd be having that looked at straight away, because if it's left, it's just going to keep coming out of that drain and potentially flood your house.
Would that be also, would it just be that location that Jacob's saying? Like, would you notice it in other spots in the house as well, like kitchen, ensuite and stuff like that? Or can it just be
generally
one location sometimes?
Generally, they are linked somewhere along the line. And if you flush a toilet or run the sink, potentially, if it's blocked up there, it's going to come out there. Like, if you flush the toilet, potentially, it's going to bubble out of that drain if the water can't run away. If you can flush the toilet and it's not coming out there, then generally, it should be not connected. It should be in a different pipe by the sounds of things.
Okay.
But generally, they do go to the same spot, so.
So that could be, that sounds like we were talking about earlier, it could be something quite significant. Blocks it, really stopping the...
So my suggestion is call a plumber.
Absolutely.
Otherwise, try and get the grate off and suck it out with a wet dry vacuum if you've got one handy.
Those wet dry vacuums come in handy a few times. That's come up a few times, haven't they?
Oh, I wouldn't buy anything else.
So good. Jacob, also maybe get back onto your agent as well and let them know as well. But hopefully you'll get that sorted. We'll take a break. We'll come back and talk some more. Marty, if you've got a question for Marty, text in 0429 985 985. We are on at 98.5. Marty's with me taking your maintenance questions. We're nearly out of time, Marty, but just to finish off this morning, thank you for all of your text messages. What's some of the winter home maintenance checks that we can do maybe this weekend?
Yeah, so as we've been talking about it, I would highly suggest that you go and stick your head up and have a look in your gutters and just check out what state they're in.
What sort of things are we looking for, though? Like, if you've never done this before, what sort of things are we looking out for?
Yeah, so just any debris, any balls, anything that's sitting in the gutters that shouldn't be there, really.
Toys.
Yeah, toys. Barbie, maybe.
Of course.
Yeah, just anything that is out of place in a gutter. If it's not water, like, or if water is sitting in there, maybe check your downpipes and make sure they're not blocked up, because the water should be running away and there should be nothing in there.
Now, if depending on where you're located, you could have quite a build-up, couldn't you? Like,
correct.
You could. So even to know what that looks like, that could be literally a couple of centimetres thick, potentially, sitting in your gutter.
That's right, yeah. So any kind of mud, like if you can't see the tin, the bottom of the gutter, then you need to clean it out, basically.
Either do it yourself or call an expert.
Yeah.
What are some of the other telltale signs if you are checking for any other, I guess, water-related issues around either outside or even potentially inside your house?
Yeah, so you're looking for damp patches, watermarks, mould, that sort of thing. It's a good idea to walk around your house, check your eaves, check your downpipes, and make sure that there's no water actually leaking from the downpipe itself. If there is, potentially you need to change that out. And yeah, just the obvious signs for watermarks, basically. Any kind of damp.
Now, you'll often find those if you're looking around the outside of your house with the eaves, is when you see, you'll often see a stain.
Yeah.
Could that potentially be a cracked tile, or is it potentially a one of overflow, like we had the incredible amount of water a few weeks ago?
Yeah.
Like, is that some signs as well?
Yeah. So, if you're getting watermarks or damp patches in your ceiling inside, potentially there could be a cracked tile and water's getting in through there that needs to be addressed. And it could be the tile could be on the other side of the house to where that watermark is showing up too. It could be hitting a rafter and running down. So don't just check the obvious site.
Yeah.
Go and check somewhere else in the roof as well. Easy enough to fix, to replace a tile or to seal it up.
Yeah, true.
But yeah, again, if you don't like heights or you don't like being on a ladder, then call an expert.
Good on you, Marty. We are out of time once again. Really appreciate you coming in. I'm sure you've got lots of important jobs, water-related and gutter repairs to get to today.
Absolutely, we do.
Good
Thanks
on you, Marty.
For your time.
It's been good having you in the studio. My guest in the studio this morning has been Maintenance Marty. We've been mainly talking about gutters with all of the rain that we've had over the last few weeks. Stick around. You are on 98.5. Craig Hunter from Rehoboth Christian College joins me after 11.
For more details on this and other programs, contact 98.5 Sunshine FM, Perth, Western Australia, or visit the website 98five.com.